Welcome to Girlfriends Pray Podcast. We are a prayer ministry for women, and our mission is to draw women closer to God through prayer. To learn more about Girlfriends Pray, go to our website, www.girlfriendspray.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Girlfriends Pray. And join us for prayer every Monday and Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 267-807-9601, access code 943334#. We invite you to connect, support, or become a partner of Girlfriends Pray. Remember, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray without ceasing. God bless you.
This morning, I'd just like to greet everybody who is on the line today, and thank you so much for calling in. This is our time of going before God in prayer, settling down our spirits, and just listening for His voice. If you have your Bibles, would you open them, please, to Psalm number 5. Psalm number 5, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version of the Holy Writ. Psalm number 5, verses 1 through 8. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. The word of the Lord. I have read Psalm 5, verses 1 through 8, and I know the Lord has already blessed his holy word. Let us pray. Most gracious, most high and exalted, everlasting God, our Father, it is once again that you have given us breath in the morning and a mind stayed on you. So we thank you this morning, even just for that. We come before you, O God, with bowed down heads and maybe with a low countenance this morning. Maybe we're coming joyful and exuberant and uplifted because we have the opportunity to be in your presence. But in whatever state we find ourselves this morning, God, we pay homage to you. We give you glory, dear God, whether we're sad, whether we're glad, no matter where we find ourselves on the continuum, we just want to honor you for being God all by yourself. We love calling on the name of Jesus. We love to reach out and just touch you, oh God, in Jesus' name. And even more than that, we love being touched by you. So this morning, oh God, so that there's nothing hindering you touching us, we want to confess our sin to you, oh God. We want to acknowledge that we've messed up. We want to acknowledge that we need to be in your presence this morning. We want to acknowledge and just take that time to let you know that we're so sorry for messing up. We may not have done it consciously, but we've done it. And God, for those definite unconscious things that we do, we need a bloodbath. And for those conscious things that we continue to do that we promise that we won't do, we need a bloodbath. So, Lord, wash us afresh this morning. Wash us clean, God. Use your hyssop and just make us whiter than the snow. That's your promise in your word, and we thank you for it right now, oh God, in Jesus' name. So, Father, we are blessed today to be able to call ourselves your children. We're blessed today, excuse me, to be able to read the word of God. And we are blessed today to be able to call ourselves your children. Your children. Children have a special place in their father's eye. Children have a special place in their father's hearts. And we know that we occupy that space. So, God, we thank you this morning for being a great God who is humble enough and low enough to be our Father. So right now, dear God, we don't want to give you a long laundry list of all the things we need and all the things that we want, but that's what we come before you to do. After we give you glory, after we give you praise, after we give you honor, after we exalt your name, after we lift you up, after we recognize from whence cometh our help, after we look to the hills, Lord God, you know the state that we're in. You know what we stand in need of. You know what we stand in need of, and you know what it takes for us to make it through this day. So right now, dear Lord, we're praying to be wrapped in your arms. We're praying for the comfort of your love. We're praying for your mercy to be overflowing on us, oh God, in Jesus' name. We need a touch from the Lord today. If we're to continue to put one foot in front of the other, we need to be able to have been touched by the Holy Father. We need to be re-energized and refreshed, oh Lord. This is a new day with brand new mercies that we can look forward to enjoying this day in the presence of the Lord. We can keep our minds stayed on you, and we don't have to be overtaken and overcome by what we see with our finite vision. We don't even have to be worried about what we see with our finite vision. We don't have to be overly concerned about the news reports and all the violence and all the injustice that goes on in our land, all the unrighteous acts, oh God, in Jesus' name. But we do pray for healing in the land. We do pray for a peace to overtake evil today, oh God, in Jesus' name. It is permeating every crevice and everywhere we go, dear God. Everywhere we look, we see a need to maybe stay indoors and lock them and stay in the comfort of our homes. But that's not where we can tell people about this great God that we serve. So, Lord, today, I pray that you would touch our voices and touch our minds and touch our hearts, that we have an unctioning to be able to continue to be the mouthpiece for God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ and the precious Holy Spirit. We pray that we would never shrink back from our responsibility because of what we see. That will always be there. Unrighteousness will be ever before us, oh God, in Jesus' name. But we, the righteous, your word says we will take it by force, and we stand ready, willing, and able to be able to say, God is King. Jesus loves you. Repent and be saved. Father God, give us a word this morning. Give us a word for our co-workers. Give us a word for the people we stand next to at the bus stop. Give us a word for that person in the line at the market. Give us a word, oh Lord, for this dying world that needs to know about the love of God. So Lord, as we stand ready and positioned, we still need to be empowered by you. We're waking up with hope in our hearts this morning. We're waking up, dear God, praising you for who you are, for giving us a word to live by. It starts out with, give ear to my words, O Lord, and consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray. It is to you that we pray. It is you whom we want to hear our prayers this morning, O God. You're the only prayer answering God. You are the only one who can fix everything that's broken. So we trust in you. We lay our lives before you. We give our families over to you. Some of us, oh God, have prayed a prayer of help for our families for a long, long time, oh Lord. And I pray today that we don't lose heart, because you are still the same prayer answering God today that you've always been. And that you will answer that prayer. because your children prayed it, and because you know this world needs more saved individuals, and that you have just who you want to have that will receive you unto themselves. But Father, that does not preclude us from laying it before the foot of the cross. And so, Lord, at this moment, mothers who are praying are laying their children at the foot of their cross. Fathers who are praying are laying their children at the foot of the cross. Lord God, all of us who are praying for our neighborhoods are laying it at the foot of the cross. Those who need an extra touch from you, Father, we are laying that prayer at the foot of the cross. Lend ear to our prayers today, O God. Mothers' hearts are broken for all the senseless violence that is occurring in our streets. Lord, have mercy. All the things that we see of the innocent whose blood is being shed for no good reason. God, help us today. Nobody can fix it but you. It's senseless. We can't understand it. We can't fix it. We can get as angry at it as we desire, but you, O Lord, are the only help that could fix this broken world. Our babies need you, God. They need to be covered by you as they make their way to go to school. The expectation is that they will return home the same way they left out. And we thank you in advance for that covering today, O God, in Jesus' name. We can't be there all over the place all the time, but you are, oh Lord. You're everywhere at the same time, looking over every single one of us. But our babies, oh God, some of them may know of you, but they don't know to experience you. And we who are the parents, the grandparents, the great-grandparents, the teachers, the neighbors, the godparents, those of us who care about these babies, are asking for a supernatural covering so that they are safe in their travels. Lord, we thank you in advance for how you're working that thing out, because we know that you are. We know that you hear our cry. We know that you know our hearts are broken. We know that you want us to be able to just live this life in abundance the way you've given it to us. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you right now. We glorify you right now, oh God, because you're the only help we know and you're the only help we need. You know all about it. Even before it begins, you know what it's going to take to settle it back down. So, Father, thank you for listening to us this morning. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for caring enough about us to make provision for this day. Thank you for giving to us this day our daily bread. And thank you for giving us a heart of forgiveness that we need to forgive those who have trespassed against us just like you have forgiven us. God, we receive your forgiveness. And we pray today to have that same heart of forgiveness overflowing, oh God, so that we can forgive those who are acting out foolishly, dear Lord, that we won't harbor all of that iniquity in our hearts toward them, that we won't let our hearts harden, God, so that we forget to pray for our enemies even now. Lord God, we need you like never before. We need you so that we don't faint in growing weary, oh God. We always want to be strong for the Lord, and that strength comes from you, oh God. You told us that your strength is made perfect in our weakness, and that when we are weak, you are strong. So we need the strength of the Holy Ghost to make it through this day. Some of us need a job today, oh God. Some of us need food on the table. We need a place to live, Almighty God. We need to break years and years of a generational curse, O Lord. We need it to end right now with us, O God, in Jesus' name. Break it, dear God. Break the curse of addiction. Break the curse of depression. Break the curse of physical health ailments. Break the curse of financial devastation. Break these curses, oh God, that make it look to us like we will never be able to overtake it or come out of it. But you, oh God, know what made it happen, and you know what it'll take to get us out of it. And so we're praying for that prayer today. And we thank you in advance for all that you're doing just because we asked. We thank you, dear Lord, like never before, because you are the curse breaker, and we know this. So bless us now, dear Father, right in your presence. Bless us now with encouragement in our hearts. Bless us now, dear Lord, to always reach out and touch you. Thank you, God, for touching us back. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for loving us and keeping us in ways that we don't even know right now, in Jesus' name. Lift up our heads today, O Lord. Do not let the spirit of depression overtake us because of what we see or because of the things that we can't handle. Let us turn it over to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, who will fix it in due season, who will fix it all in his time. We thank you, O God. We thank you in the matchless, marvelous, the majestic, the mighty name of Jesus, who is the Christ. And we say amen.